I think the Margaret Lilly case highlights the value of these pendant alarms. When Margaret was attacked in the early hours of the night and was injured, that she could hit that panic button. Likewise, we have incidents of people falling in the yard, falling in gardens and getting injured and not being able to make it to a phone, but knowing that they can push that button, knowing that they can wander around their garden, they can get out and about within their home without having to be within the distance of a phone all the time. It's not just the cut to these pendant alarm schemes, it's the other supports which keep people living independently. It's the cuts to the home helps we've seen. It's the cuts to the community guardie and the closure of rural garda stations. All these supports which keep people feeling secure. We do believe that this is penny wise and pound foolish, because if even on an extra 30 to 35 people went into a nursing home next year because of these cuts, the savings the government would have got from the cutbacks would have been eroded.
Is there any way of quantifying how many people will be denied these alarms because of this cut?
I think they're saying about 7,800 people per year over the last 3 years were getting alarms. So we're talking about thousands of people anyway. And I think there's restrictions coming in under the new scheme where it's only for over 65s living alone. And we don't see the wisdom in that. Certainly we know that people living alone are of greatest priority, but to say that unless you're living alone, you don't get one of these. Certainly we would know people in their 80s and 90s, couples who would both need alarms, or they should at least have one alarm in the house. Under these new rules, that household won't get an alarm at all, won't be entitled to apply for a grant for an alarm.